Competitive proof. Pairing, Fraser Kowalski. Rating, mature. Written for the Stop Dropping Porn 24-Hour Porn Challenge. Requested kink, three beer queer. Ray, Fraser removed Ray's hand from his lap for the 10th or so time or so, and Ray chuckled. Come on, Fraser, he mumbled. You've had plenty to drink, Fraser admonished. I would thank you kindly if you were to keep your hands off. Color blushed his face. So, Ray said, putting down his empty beer bottle, you're saying we haven't been flirting? Fraser sighed deeply. Ray, you are about as straight as they come, and the only reason you are doing this right now is that you are drunk. Buzzed, Ray corrected. Drunk, Fraser repeated. Slightly uninhibited, Ray tried. Drunk, Ray, Fraser said. And because you know that I am open to a male-only relationship, you seem to find it amusing that... No, Ray interrupted him. I do not find it amusing. I just think you're hot. But of course, he said with a pout, if you don't think I'm hot... Guilt trips always worked anyway. Fraser's eyes narrowed. Ray, you have been drinking, and you quite possibly feel the need to, as you would say, get laid. He cleared his throat, and his face stayed the same interesting shade of red. It does not mean that you have suddenly become gay. Ray snorted. Sure, I like women, but... what's that when you like both? Ray rooted around his slightly drunk brain. Bisexual, he said triumphantly. Tell me, Ray, Fraser sat back, not looking all that relaxed, even in his civvies. Have you ever noticed another man that way? Ray bit his lower lip. You don't count or something? I mean, everyone notices you that way. They do not, Fraser replied sternly. Ray snorted again. They so do, he said. They all lust after your perfect mounty ass. Fraser did the eye-roll thing he always did when he thought Ray was being difficult. Does it matter what other people think of me, he asked. Yes, Ray exclaimed. Especially if I'm not allowed to feel and think the same things. Fraser pointed at the bottles on the table. I'm not that drunk, Ray muttered sourly. I thought you found me attractive. Fraser sighed. You are attractive, but you are simply too straight to be contemplating such things, especially when you are drunk. Prove it, Ray said sternly, feeling partly stubborn and partly scared out of his mind. Prove what, Ray? Fraser asked. Prove to me that you find me attractive, he ordered. Kiss me. Ray? Fraser shook his head, and then he had that mulish look on his face. We are not discussing my sexual interests here. We were discerning that you are not gay. Okay. Ray tried to think straight, although that might not have been his best choice of terms. So it's up to me to bring the proof. With that, he leaned forward, hooked the hand behind Fraser's head, and went for his mouth. As first kisses went, it wasn't all that good. Fraser was stiff as a board, and not in the good way, and Ray felt so nervous he thought he might throw up. Their teeth clicked, and it was nowhere as pleasant as Ray had hoped. Another annoyed sound from Fraser, and Ray's head was pulled back, a couple of big hands framing his face. Will you stop at nothing? Fraser asked. Do you really need proof that there is no such attraction in you for me? Ray tried to nod, but Fraser's hold on his head made it difficult. Fine, Fraser said. He shifted on the couch, and suddenly Ray found himself stretched out between Fraser's long legs, his chest against Fraser's. The hands tightened on his face, and he was pulled forward. This time. Right. Ray's brain more or less shortened out. The kiss started out as a gentle press of lips. Then Fraser's tongue was in his mouth, and Ray was being eaten alive. Ray didn't know where to put his hands, but he ended up with one resting against the back of the couch for balance, and the other somehow ended up under Fraser's t-shirt. There was so much heat under him, and to Ray's surprise, his own body reacted instantly. It was incineratingly hot where his crotch was plastered against Fraser's, and, oh God, Fraser was hard. Okay, so was Ray, and Fraser's tongue in his mouth was short-circuiting more than a few of Ray's brain functions. An embarrassing noise escaped one of them, but Ray wasn't sure if it had been him or Fraser, and besides, there was no one there but the two of them. He barely caught the click-click of claws and the put-upon snort as Deft decided to escape to the kitchen, where he wouldn't have to look at them. Fraser's hand slipped from Ray's head down along his body to come to a rest on his ass, and Ray realized he didn't mind. On the contrary, the way Fraser dug his fingers into his ass and the way the grip pressed them even harder against each other, Ray didn't mind at all. Everything was a haze of lust, and somewhere Ray wondered if doing all this with their clothes on was this hot, what would naked skin be like? Then Fraser's tongue derailed his thought process again, and Ray threw himself wholeheartedly into the kissing and the grinding and the rubbing, and the Ray moaned into the kiss, and he felt his own embarrassment flush his face as wet heat filled his underwear. He felt Fraser's fingers tightening on his ass, and then Fraser arched up, his body shaking wildly. For a long time, the only sound Ray could hear was his own heavy breathing, and Fraser's as well. "As proof goes," Ray eventually muttered against Fraser's shoulder when he couldn't ignore the cooling stickiness in his pants anymore, "I think that was in my favor." Fraser took a deep breath, and Ray could feel the broad chest moving under his own. "Perhaps we should," he trailed off. "We need more tests," Ray said, getting to his feet, and he liked how Fraser's hands seemed reluctant to let go of him. "Come on," he said, stripping on his own T-shirt and unbuttoning his jeans. "We should move this to the bedroom." On the couch, Fraser was watching him with an oddly endearing look, flushed face and wet jeans, and Ray felt his own cock staring again. "If you don't hurry," Ray said huskily, "I'll have plenty of proof in my favor." Fraser's eyes narrowed, and Ray knew he had him. Fraser was, above all else, competitive as hell sometimes, and there was no way he'd let Ray win. The end.